Good afternoon, Audioboo, where you find me standing in a pool of sunlight, really warm sunlight actually for October, in a park in Westminster. It's actually where I finished off my walk earlier on when heading to work, well, when I stopped the boo anyway. Find right, Vance. Right, Vance, come on. And I'm now heading in the reverse direction, or at least insofar as I'm walking away from work. I'm going to work from home this afternoon, so I am heading for Waterloo in order to get the train back to Richmond. I could get back to Vauxhall, but I think a walk in the sunshine will do both Vance and I a world of good. So, walking back along the road, retracing our steps at the moment. Find the way, come on Vance, wake up. Good boy, thank you. I haven't quite decided which way I want to go actually. Come on Vance, let's go. I think we will go up past Parliament and across Westminster Bridge, forward Vance, and along South Bank. And that certainly wasn't Vance's fault that time. Car appeared midway, I think. Find the way, Vance. Forward, Vance. Good boy. Find the way. That's it, come on then. So we're coming back up to the roundabout at the end of Lambeth Bridge. Stand there, wait. Forward Vance, I'll check the traffic is actually stopping. That's it, good. And forward Vance. So we've crossed now to the opposite side from where we were this morning. This is adjacent to, I think it's Noble House, Department for Environment, Food and Rural Affairs, DEFRA. And we'll cross over again now. Find the curb, Vance. Yeah, where's that crossing? And forward. Good boy, thank you to the vehicles. On you go, come on. And forward again, and we're going to go left, Handy. That's like it's going left. So this is a bit of a walk that I have booed on loads of occasions, but why not do it again, just for the sheer fun of it. Come on, Vance, not today, or unless you want the toilet. Do you want the toilet? It seems to be shut, Vance. Come on. Come on. Vance! Get on. Okay, so evidently we can't get into the park here. See if one of the other gates is open. Vance is acting as though he's rather keen for toilets. Though then again, he was doing the same this morning when, if you've listened to that video, you'll know he went to the loo but didn't go to the loo. Which is a bit odd. Nothing to pick up. Come on, Howdy, find the way. There's a gate, Vance. I see. Good boy. All right then. Go on then, busy boy then. No, we're not sniffing things. Busy boy, Vance. Come on, busy. Easy boy, Vance. No? All right then, I'll go. Come on then. We've had your chance. Find right. Now, for those who don't think that I'm giving Vance very long, you can tell immediately with Vance, in 90% of the cases, whether he's going to go or not. He either puts his head down and starts sniffing, or he and walking around in circles, that's a crucial point, or he goes and looks at things, or I don't know, I can't thinking it was a clear cut. It is clear though whether he's going to do it or not. Right, it's really windy, as you can hear. Sorry about the wind on the microphone, which will be a bit uncomfortable. On you go, Handy. Come on. Very loud car going up Millbank towards Parliament Square. By the way, big dog. Seems to be some roadworks going on here. Still on Millbank. Good boy, Vance. Steady, Handy. Please don't go to the toilet outside Parliament, please. He's now doing his erratic walking thing again. Come on, fans. It's on. We're now in a much more touristy area. All of a sudden. Here's some walkie-talkies from the police off to the right there. And we're behind the vehicle barricades here that protect the Plaza Westminster. Forward Vance. Straight on, Handy. Past Sovereign's Gate. Nice to see that they are no longer Forward Vance doing building works on it. There's a lot of noise and racket last time I came along here. I think the entrance over that way, is that the Piers entrance, I think? Something in here, I've still got the road off to my left, although between me and it is the sort of internal road behind the barricades. Find the way, Vance. It's a lot quieter than I thought it would be, actually, along here. Find the way. Straight on, Handy. Not today, Vance, we're going straight on. Good boy, Vance, that's it. Probably blocking all the tourist view at the palace. There's a tarmac along here now. Come on, Vance, on we go. And forward, crossing the exit from the palace. Stand, Vance. Forward, Vance. Vehicle driving onto the parliamentary estate there. Goodbye, Vance. Okay. I'm going to do this. Goodbye, Vance. That's it. Goodbye. Just wait. So now I'm going to try and cross the end of Bridge Street. It is getting really warm, actually. My plan is... Oh, I got a plan. I did have a plan. I know what my plan is. It is... not to go this way. Let's go the other way. Come on, Vance, let's go right. Come on, Vance, we're going straight on, please. Come on, Vance, please. Vance, take my word for it. I know where I'm going. Please. Good boy. I'm now thoroughly confusing my dog, but I've changed my mind on where I'm going to go. We're instead going to go and use the underpass that goes down next to the base of the Queen Elizabeth Clock Tower, which houses Big Ben. Drop down underneath the road and then come out at Westminster Pier, then walk along Embankment and over Hungerford Bridge onto over to Waterloo. I think that's how we'll do it. I need to check my shoelace because it feels very loose all of a sudden. I really need to know that, didn't you? Let me get back to describing where I am. So I'm walking up the northern side of the Palace of Westminster. There's lots of fencing. I'm wondering whether some of this is temporary, whether there's some work going on. Good boy, well done, Vance. You clever dog. Good boy, forward. Oh, and they seem to have white lined their steps, which is a nice change. So descending down the steps into the subway, forward, Vance. Parliament off to my left. Steady, Vance. Okay, should we go then? Oh, sounds like a busker. I may stand there, Vance. I may unplug my earphones so you can hear this properly. So, rackety noise about to come. Not Vance shaking himself. Oh, right. Okay, Vance, come on. We're back on with the earphones now. Otherwise, you're going to get a lot of pocket noise. So, obviously, a steel drum musician. in the subway leading to Westminster Pier. That's advanced. Oh, that's really nice. I like that. Right. Oh, sorry, very sorry. On you go, Vance. Vance, can we watch, please? Good boy. Right, so we're not in the sunshine anymore, so it's not quite as warm. Back in the breeze, probably coming off the river. It's difficult to work out which way the wind's coming from here, actually, because it's presumably being bounced off various structures around us. Like there's a wall to my left, which is part of the embankment, and I'm at the lower level, which connects onto the pier. Straight on Vance. Some sort of kiosky things here. Come on, Vance. Good boy. Kiosk with a generator attached. The roadway is slowly but surely coming down to join the level that I'm at here. So to give you a sort of picture, as far as I'm concerned, and I may not be the best person in the world to describe this to you, is the road on the left, and between the road the pavement, or the pavement that I'm on, are some trees, some rather bushy trees, and then there is a wall, and immediately on the other side of that wall is a great big drop into the water. Fancy, can you stand a sec, please? Just want to check my shoelace. I'm just still theoretically done up. Oh no, it's not. Right, okay, let's just do that. Give you a rest for a moment, Vance. Which I know you will appreciate. So buildings on the other side of the road are largely along this point, along this road. I'm trying to speak along this way. Yeah, that's better. On you go, Vance. Government, part of the government estate. You have a Department of Health building. Can't remember what it's called. And the Ministry of Defence. And then after that, we get more into buildings closer to sort of Northumberland Avenue and Whitehall Place, and a number of clubs and that sort of thing. It's gentlemen's clubs as opposed to nightclubs. Across the river from us here will be the Shell Centre, County Hall, the London Eye. You can hear some music from the other side drifting across. Well, I can, I don't know if you can. So what we're going to do is go underneath Hungerford Bridge, turn immediately left and cross over embankment, the road, then turn left again and go up the steps onto the northern side of Hungerford Bridge, cross over there, drop down through South Bank and go to Waterloo. Get the train, and we would have done a nice little walk in that period. Good boy, big doggy. Lots of people running along here. be people ambling. I'm not overtaking that many people, actually, so whether that means most people going in the opposite direction or they're all walking as fast as us, I'm not quite sure. Squeaking from a jetty leading down to a pontoon.
When you do that, you just think the day's dragging.
On you go, big boy. Right, here goes Hungerford Bridge. Not today, Vance. No, Vance! Get on! Thank you. Vance made a beeline for the crossing there. I don't know if there was another dog or something. But I gave him a little check there to remind him to listen to me. Gonna find the crossing, big boy. Somewhere up here. Vance may well have the last laugh if it turns out there's no crossing up here. I'm pretty sure there is somewhere. Find the way, big boy. Aha! Where's the crossing? Where's the box, Handy? I was right. Hooray! Find the crossing, Handy. These crossings are remarkably close together. There must be less than 20 metres, 30 metres between the two of them. Which can't be much fun if you're trying to drive around these parts. For once, it's good for pedestrians. As it will be if it changes. Ford Vance. I fear that van driver will be swearing at us for scuppering his chances of getting through the next set of lights quickly. All the traffic seemed to vanish just at that point as he came to a stop. So this crossing, if I went straight ahead on the other side, it would take you straight into Embankment Tube Station for the District Bakerloo and Northern lines. But I'm not going to go there, I'm going left and up onto the bridge. At least I will do it if this crossing ever changes. Forward, Vance, and we're off. Find left, Vance. Find left. Find the steps. Find the steps. Yes! Good boy. Forward then. Clever boy, Vance. Good boy. Up. Goodness me. And forward, Vance. Find left, Vance. Come on, let's go left. Come on, Vance, let's go. Get on. This is why it doesn't help people to pet guide dogs, because then they start looking for it or showing interest in other people rather than thinking about what they're meant to be doing. Please, if you're listening to this and are ever tempted to pet a working guide dog when they're in harness, please think about what the impact is. can be quite significant. Find the way, Vance. On you go, Big Dougie. Come on. Good boy, Vance. On we go. Oh, Vance, no, please don't do that. Whew, I thought you were going to go to the toilet for a moment there. Sounds like we have another steel drum player up here. Train crossing Hungerford Railway Bridge to my right, heading initially east and south out to Kent or Sussex, East Sussex. To my left will be Waterloo Bridge, just a little around the corner of the Thames. And we're approaching South Bank here. Find the steps, Vance. Ford, I just thought I'd let you listen there to the sloshing water underneath the bridge. Ford, Vance, into the fading strains of the steel drummer. Come on then, Vance, let's go. South Bank, where I don't know what's going on. Fans. Wow, that's busy. Come on, fans, let's go. Come on. No, maybe I don't know. There seems to be something large-ish happening at the Royal Festival Hall, but I'm not sure what. Find the way, Vance. Forward, Vance. And forward, Vance. Come on then. Let's go, Big Dog. Come on, Big Boy. Big Boy. Can't even speak now. So walking across this sort of expanse of paving, concrete here toward a shared surface crossing. Vance, come on, find the curb. Horrible crossing this. Ford. Okay, go on then, we're going. Good boy. Good lad, Vance. So there's nothing coming up behind me here. Okay, can we get in, Vance, please? In. In, Vance. In, Vance. Come on. Thank you. Okay, go on then. Thank you, Vance. Good boy.
Seriously.
Okay, we're gonna find the way then. I don't think it was helped too much by those vehicles around there. Going through the slightly slanty tunnel underneath the approach to Hungford Railway Bridge. And then we cross the road and go up to Waterloo and catch the train. And not before time, because that's enough of a walk, enough of a lunchtime walk. Find the crossing vents. Find the crossing. There's a crossing. And a curb. Wait there. Great, at least press the button. They never seem to here. I'll give it a few moments. Obviously, the crossing is so. Come back, Vance. It's so wide. In terms of the space of pedestrians.
Okay, Vance.
Thank you.
Your dog's lovely, by the way.
Thank you very much. He is. On you go, Vance. I was trying to say something. We'd have to barge a load of people out of the way in order to find the box. But it went, so that's good. Find the way, Vance. Come on, Vance. Let's go. There's a curb. Forward, Vance. Let's go. Come on. Up, up. Find the crossing. Find the crossing. Come on.
Okay, and forward.
Yeah, thank you. Right. Thanks very much.
You okay going up the
stairs? I'll be fine, yeah, thank you. But thanks for checking.
No, that's all right. I'm more interested in your dog. I'm
it's all right, don't worry.
So. Excellent. You have a good journey.
You
anyway,
too.
Right?
Find the way, Vance. Come on. Find it, Vance. Find the steps for me. Good lad. And forward. Forward, Vance. Come on. Let's go, Andy. No. Waterloo.